This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, in a speech at the UN Human Rights Council today, demanded the government end violence against protesters in Belarus and set up a free and fair presidential election. Tsikhanouskaya fled her homeland for Lithuania amid a police crackdown in Belarus following the August 9th voting, which longtime President Alexander Lukashenko says he won by a landslide. Speaking at the same meeting today, the Belarus ambassador to the UN in Geneva said it was not acceptable for it to interfere in a country's election. Quickly mounting coronavirus cases will push Israel into a second nationwide lockdown. In the past week, new COVID-19 infections have reached daily highs of over 5,000 in Israel. Total infections stand at just under 177,000, with 1,169 deaths. Israeli leaders now acknowledge they lifted earlier restrictions too soon. The coming lockdown is scheduled to last 3 weeks and begins at the start of the Jewish New Year, traditionally a time for large family gatherings and group prayer. Under the new rules, Israelis must stay within 500 meters of home, with exceptions for activities such as commuting to workplaces that will operate on a limited basis. Britain may soon reimpose tighter pandemic restrictions as the government tries to head off a fresh COVID outbreak. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the country must come together in the coming weeks to get on top of the strike. New infections have pushed Britain's caseload to 384,000 at a cost of nearly 42,000 lives, thought to be part of the new rules' limits on opening hours for pubs. The latest Johns Hopkins global pandemic tally shows nearly 30.2 million coronavirus cases, with a death toll of more than 946,000. Here in the U.S., the virus has claimed almost 198,000 lives as cases approach 6.7 million. The United States, India, and Brazil together make up about half of the infections worldwide and well over half the cases. This is VOA News. Taiwan's presidential office is urging China to exercise restraint. This after Taiwan ordered fighter jets into the air today as Chinese warplanes buzzed the island, crossing the sensitive midline of the Taiwan Strait. It is seen as an escalation of tensions. The same day a senior U.S. official began meeting in Taipei, U.S. Undersecretary for Economic Affairs Keith Krach is in Taipei on a three-day visit. He's the highest-ranking State Department official to travel to Taiwan in four decades. Earlier today, China's defense ministry announced the start of combat drills near the Taiwan Strait, denouncing what it called collusion between the Chinese-claimed island and the United States. Beijing staunchly opposes Washington's closer ties with Taipei and has stepped up military exercises near Taiwan, including 2 days of mass air and sea drills last week. Taiwan claims that 18 Chinese aircraft, including fighters and bombers, were involved today, a far larger number than Taiwan had previously encountered. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has bluntly rejected President Donald Trump's suggestion that a coronavirus vaccine may be only weeks away, warning Americans they cannot trust the president's word. At a CNN-sponsored town hall in Pennsylvania last night, former Vice President Biden said the idea that there's going to be a vaccine and everything's going to be fine tomorrow is just not rational. Mr. Trump has been fanning the speculation that a COVID-19 vaccine could be ready for distribution ahead of his November 3rd re-election bid. President Trump has accused Biden of spreading anti-vaccine rhetoric, while Biden charged last night Mr. Trump's pandemic response was criminal. A former White House aide who helped coordinate the widely criticized White House response to the pandemic says she'll vote for Joe Biden. A lifelong Republican, Olivia Troy, left the government in July. In a video, she said the administration knew around mid-February that COVID-19 would hit the United States hard. She added, quote, "The president didn't want to hear that because his biggest concern was that we were in an election year and how was this going to affect what he considered his record of success." The government of Italy says up to 1,000 spectators will be allowed to attend the semifinals and finals of the Italian Open tennis tournament, set for Sunday and Monday. The tournament has been staged so far without fans because of COVID-19 fears. The outdoor competition features nine-time champion Rafael Nadal and top-ranked Novak Djokovic. Rescuers on the U.S. Gulf Coast have been using boats and high-water vehicles to reach people cut off by floodwaters in the aftermath of Hurricane Sally. Across southern Alabama and the Florida Panhandle, homeowners and businesses are cleaning up, and officials are inspecting bridges and highways for safety. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.